Nutrition is the foundation for your health. The objective of doing some of these things at this university may not be all that we think it is. David Leibowitz made an interesting comment. The question was asked, why was Duke spending $20 million on a facility to integrate natural medicine into what is already a very prestigious medical facility? His answer was very interesting. He said, I don't care how we get him in the door. Imagine the power we'll have when we can sit down with qualified professionals and physicians and explain to them the stupidity of what they're doing and get them back into real medicine. How sad. No, that's nothing to clap about. He's saying our objective is to get you back into that environment with the lure of we do alternative medicine. Come on in, the water's fine. And when you get there, they're going to tell you things like, you know what, I don't know what herbs you're taking, but I'm telling you this right now, you're killing yourself. And right now, we've got to start reacting to that. And their objective is to integrate you back in. Now, as all of these facilities, and they're all over the country, and I had a slide which I took out which showed all of these universities, I don't think that's all of their objectives. I think that natural medicine is coming into its own, if you want my opinion. Now more than ever before, those of you who have been with Young Living for a long period of time, tell me there's not great power that's coming into with research and new and innovative things occurring not just in Young Living, but in natural medicine as a whole. It's happening and it's taking place. And the reason why it is because there is great power in natural medicine. The greatest thing that natural medicine represents is an embodiment or an ability for you to be well. And so much of the time, and I feel impressed to tell you this, stop looking for a magic bullet. It doesn't exist. I get asked over and over again, and I don't mind, but I feel somewhat like I've been irresponsible in my duty in visiting with people when they ask me, what's the one thing that I can do? There is no one thing. It's going to be a combination of a lot of different things. Our healthcare system has changed dramatically. It's not what it used to be. The only consistency that has stayed there is the way that we have tried to react to things. It's a cause and effect relationship in terms of medicine. You've probably heard a doctor say to you, I'm not sure, let's wait and see. I had my own personal experience with that not too many years ago. Had a little bit of a rash that developed, and I was very frustrated with it. I knew nothing about natural medicine. I went to the hospital where I was on staff. At that time, there happened to be a new doctor there who was visiting from another community because the regular doc was on vacation. I went into the emergency room because I figured I'm on staff and I can just go in and not a big deal. And so I went in and this doctor was there. Well, how can I help you? And I didn't tell him who I was. I thought, let's have some fun. I said, well, I'm Dave Hill. I just live here. I got this rash. And I showed him my rash. And he went, Well, give me just a minute. I'll be right back. And he walked across the hall, which was about 10 feet away. And I knew where he was going. He was going to the doctor's lounge. Been in there. And in there, there is an area where we've had this library of books. And we have that library of books because sometimes a picture tells 1,000 words. I don't know what it is. I have no clue, but maybe I can find something that kind of sort of maybe looks like it. And so he pulls out the book and he starts thumbing through the pages. And I know what he's doing. I know where he went. And I opened the door and I leaned out and he's directly across the hall. And I said, I already looked in that one. I didn't find it. And he looked up and he shut the door. And he came back in a few minutes later. And I said, look, I'm Dr. Hill. I'm on staff here. And he said, oh, okay. Well, I couldn't find it. And I said, yeah, me either. I don't have any clue what it is. And he said, let's just try this. And he gave me a steroid. Well, I didn't take it. I didn't know anything about natural medicine, really. I mean, in terms of what I know now, I knew about natural medicine, but I didn't know what I know now. But I knew enough not to take the steroid, and I didn't. And I think I've finally licked that now after a long period of time of cleansing and detoxifying. How long should you cleanse and detoxify? I'll put it in the words of Gary Young, who one time he and I were traveling and we had somewhat of a heated debate with a gentleman who finally got frustrated with me as I said, cleansing is a long-term thing. You're going to do it multiple times because you're going to continually insult your body with toxins. Would you agree with me if I were to say that disease is really a matter of toxicity? Would that make some sense to you? I mean, we create these mechanisms. We say that inflammation, acid creates mucus, and mucus creates inflammation, all very true. Underlying nearly every single disease there is, and I don't care if it's autoimmune disease or other, is a component of inflammation. And it's a product of design of your immune system, meaning that your immune system is going to mount those responses. But because of toxicity in our systems, the immune response can't stop. or the immune response goes awry somewhere in the mechanism, and now all of a sudden I've got the manifestation of a disease or a process that I didn't want. And it's a matter of toxicity in our systems. And so I've spent a great deal of time trying to get rid of that and think finally have. But it's been nearly 7 years. Gary had an ongoing debate with this gentleman, and I did too. And finally, Gary said, well, you're right. You should only cleanse one time. And I started 20 years ago. Well, the guy didn't have anything. It was kind of funny because I thought, oh, he got you. He, you know, he just really got you, and you should just walk away now. Because he was trying to say, you should only cleanse once. If you've done a good job of cleansing, you should never have to do it again. That isn't true. You're going to continually have to, no matter how good we think we are in our diet, in protecting ourselves, we're probably going to find ourselves in a circumstance where we have some toxicity come to us. And not because we chose to. How many of you have been breathing air today? You already know the answer. You all have, every one of you. You got toxicity. It's really irritating me in here today. I mean, these are the kind of things that you deal with, and your body has some built-in mechanisms to deal with that, but we compromise it mostly because of nutritional choice. And so I'd like to explain a few things to you and let you see what some of those circumstances are. I like this. Doctor, I have an earache. In 2000 BC, here, use this oil. And then we said, you know, that oil is heathen. You should just say this prayer. And then we said, that prayer is superstition. You should drink this potion. You know what? In 1940, we said, that potion is snake oil. Why don't you just swallow this pill? And then we said, that pill is ineffective. You should take an antibiotic. And now, finally, we're back at the point where we're saying that antibiotic is artificial. Here, use this oil. Do you remember, how many of you were at the Nashville convention? Okay, you know that one of the things I said at Nashville, remember I gave a little bit of a lecture? I understand now it's tape number 70. I found that out. My wife played that the other day, and I thought it was kind of interesting. She thought it was kind of funny. I can't believe that's you. I'm like, yeah, it's me, honey. Anyway, I talked a little bit about immunity, and I talked about how your body mounts that response, and then I talked about superbugs. Do you remember that? One of the things I said was, I will promise you that young living essential oils will have effectiveness against superbugs. What did Gary just share with you yesterday? I was a little disappointed I didn't get to share some of that, but I was very excited to hear it. Guess what?